A Chest of Drawers by Hilary Farmer. Joanna lived alone. Although she had enough to live on, she was constantly worried about money. She knew that the outside of the house needed painting, and one of the windows was badly in need of replacement. The upkeep of the house was something that kept her awake at night. When there was a storm, she was anxious in case the roof started to leak. Her father had left her the house and furniture when he died, and Joanne was grateful for somewhere to live, no mortgage or rent to pay, if it weren't for the upkeep. And there were times when Joanna was lonely. When she had first moved into the house, she'd had a spaniel which needed regular walks. She had met people, most of them dog owners, and stuck up some friendships. Somehow these diminished when the dog died. Joanna missed the dog, but talked herself out of getting another one. And now she spent more time in the house, Joanna started to notice the problems. She would see a tiny crack and worry about subsidence. And if she felt a draught, she would imagine the place was rotting around her. If only she had more money. Now one day Joanna received a phone call from an old friend, Wendy, who wanted to come and visit. Joanna's first thought was to put her off. She wasn't sure if Wendy was her kind of friend anymore. Well, Wendy might not have been that, but she was the kind of person who, when set on something, wasn't easily deflected. She came anyway. And Joanna and Wendy were drinking coffee and reminiscing when Wendy suddenly stood up and walked around to an old chest of drawers in the corner of the room. Joanna, how long have you had that? It looks valuable to me. Joanna was surprised. That old thing, she said, looking at all the stuff piled on top of it. She recalled how she would put a coffee mug on it when she sat on the chair next to it. My dad always had that. Wendy heaved the chest of drawers out from the wall and peered at it. Next she looked underneath it and pulled out some drawers. I could be mistaken, of course, but I reckon this is worth a bit. Look, I have a friend in the business. Why don't I get him to come round and have a look? No obligation, of course. After Wendy had gone, Joanna moved everything off the chest of drawers and examined it closely. It was a good piece of furniture, and she never really realised that. She promptly went out and bought some polish and cleaned it up. Now she really looked at it. It was quite lovely. Her respect for the chest of drawers grew. She certainly didn't pile junk on it anymore or put coffee mugs on it. Sometimes she would pass her hand over it, as if you might stroke a cat. How incredible that she hadn't noticed it before. And by the time Wendy's friend came to see her, Joanna had done her own research, so she was not surprised when he offered her £15,000 for the chest of drawers. Strangely, though, Joanna refused. After all, she knew she had it now, and that changed everything. Thank you.